Praise God. Thank you, Jesus, God, Holy Spirit. Thank you. You see, brothers and sisters, God is great. Can you come into agreement with me this morning? God is great. Great, 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 great. You know what I like about God so much? Like, I can see something and I can say, you know, God, I don't even have to talk. But it's like I could see something. I mean, like something I want or something I want to do in the church. I can see it, and then I can see the reality of it completed. That is just awesome. That's just awesome. I mean it. And so, you know, our purpose for being alive in Christ is for God to see things through us and then see it completed. You know, see it finished. Just like the vision he showed you, or just like the picture he placed in your mind, or the idea he gave you. I think I want to play this message. I gave it to a TEDliner to take home, but I heard this message from Creflo Dollar. I heard it many years ago, and I kept the CD. And it was a message that Creflo did he did it when I told you, when he was a young preacher. And it was like, I think it was called, anyway, No Failure, or How to Overcome Failure, or something like that. And I got it. And I think it's a message that everybody needs to hear, because he talks about these mindsets. Way back then, he was talking about these mindsets. And one of the mindsets he said you have to overcome is that resources are limited. And another one he says you have to overcome is something he called a glass chin or something like that. But anyway, they are wonderful. They are wonderful. And maybe you know what? I'll play them tonight. Tonight is Wednesday, right? I'll play them tonight at 10 o'clock so you can hear them. And then, you know, I think everybody needs to hear them. They're just that good. And I don't know what I did with part one, but the part that I really wanted was part two anyway. So that's what I found, part two. And you need to hear them. Because from the moment I heard them, my thinking changed. My thinking changed. And so I just want to tell the Lord thank you this morning. I just want to tell the Lord thank you for his goodness and his mercy. And I want to Laura and Jessica, can you get on the Blog Talk? It's working now, I believe. If you can hear me to get on there, I know it's working. So can you hear me to get on the Blog Talk and press 1? Yeah, I see it. Jessica handled this for me and with me, and Brother Joe and Jose. Me and Brother Joe, I think. Jose had to kind of take care of the place while we went out. Laura, can you hear me?
Yes, can you hear me?
I can hear you fine. Thank you, God, for the Blog Talk. See, I'm better. You go through adversity long enough, you learn how to fix this stuff. So I thank God this morning. I know how to fix it now. Jessica, are you on here?
Praise the Lord. Good morning.
Praise the Lord. Good morning. Now, Laura.
Yes.
That's what I want to know. You must have been really crying out to God for God, because I was getting ready to go off, and the Lord called your name. Now, see, what that reminds me of, the scripture says, while you are yet calling, I hear you. I hear you. So you must have been really calling out to God or something. You made that connect with God, and then God connected with me, and then I asked, well, I didn't really, I just asked Jessica to do this, do that, the other, the one. So we got the job done. But I want you to kind of give us the backstory so that they'll know how your prayer to God, and then God spoke to me, and then I did what God told me to do, and I asked Jessica to handle it. Ain't that something?
Yeah, the whole thing is pretty amazing how it worked out.
So what happened? What happened?
What happened yesterday or before? There's been so much that led up to this whole thing. I just won't give up. I won't quit. And I'm trying to think. Anyway, I didn't get my hip broke wrestling with an angel, trying to get my prayers through.
And I'm still alive. Praise
God. Yeah. Yeah, we're all still alive. Praise God. I'm going to tell you what, it had to have been a God thing to even happen. And there was so much going on, too. As soon as I got off Tedline, I heard somebody, I was starting to get myself ready for the rest of the day, and here comes somebody's knocking on my door downstairs. So, yeah, there was everything trying to slow everything down, but I couldn't see when you called my name yesterday and what you did. And then I was listening to the replay. I listened to your replays a lot, and I thought, I couldn't hear myself crying or singing or anything, but here in the house, I was just.
May I fill in, Laura?
Oh, please do, because I'm still in a little bit of shock. Yesterday was a whirlwind. Go ahead.
Okay. Yes, and then you can pick up, because that door, that's the story that I kept thinking about when you said somebody was knocking at your door, and I asked you, is that normal? And you said, absolutely not. And so yesterday, Dr. Erica heard Laura's cry, and when I called Laura, she was still crying and sobbing, and I heard her worshiping, and it just touched my heart. And she was just saying, God loves me, God loves me. It's really, really powerful, because I can see what God's doing in all of our life. And she was just like, just sobbing, just crying out, just still worshiping. And the deadline had already cut off. And I just said, oh, wow, Laura, yes, God loves you. God loves you. And she was just like shaking. She said, God loves me, Sister Jessica. And I said, yes, yes, God loves you. And she said, do you know that before this, I was looking under rugs. I was looking under the sofa cushions. I was looking everywhere for money. And I was crying out. And that just hit me. And I said, wait, what? And then I said, Laura, and she said, yes. And I said, right now, the poverty curse is broken now in Jesus' name. Yeah. Say it, Laura. And we both started yelling. I was yelling in my house, in the name of Jesus, the poverty curse is broken now in Jesus' name. And she was yelling it out, and she was crying. She was saying, God loves me. And I said, yes, Laura, God loves you. God loves you. And she was like just shaking and sobbing. And I, of course, started crying. And I was like, wow. And we both just started worshiping God. She was saying, God loves me. You love me, God. And I said, whoa, yes. And it just hit me. I said, God, you love Laura. God, you love Laura. And it was very, very powerful. And that's when you were talking about that person at your door. So you can pick up there, because I thought that was pretty odd, because what came to me when you said that, I said, wait, somebody is out your door, and the worship that was happening in your house, even though someone was either trying to steal something from your yard or bother you, which of course was the devil, you didn't even stop worshiping. You were just worshiping God and thanking him and in awe of God.
And still crying. And now you got me crying again. Dr. Eric, I heard you yesterday when you said, I think a lot of times Laura's crying. Well, yeah, and maybe she's scared to talk to me. Well, yeah. only because you're that good.
Let me stop here. See, God say, no man will share his glory. You understand that? I'm not good. Mm-hmm. I'm not good. Trust me.
Well, I didn't call you awesome, great, and all-powerful.
I am obedient. I'm only obedient.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm only obedient. I'm not good. No
Amen.
Goodness. Okay.
Right.
Obedient.
One thing that another thing that came to my mind is that because you were just sharing all about the satanic, you know, the occult, and you're battling, you're having to, you know, flee and fight, and you're praying for all different families, and I know that ours is included in that, and there's cults. And the thing that hit me when I'm hearing Laura praise God and just how she's being blessed, I thought, wow, you know, because you have to be sensitive to Holy Spirit to hear even the cries of the least among you. And Jesus says in his word that when you bless the least, you're blessing me. It's you're doing it for me. And I just, that was very powerful for myself. And I was thanking God to just be a part of it. I didn't do much other than just relay a couple messages, but I was truly blessed just with that part. And I was I'm still very thankful to God, because he's showing me, you know, you can, you know, be looking for coins, because I was at one time counting dimes. And when I met you, Sister Erica, and then there's, you know, you could be at a different level, but you're mm-hmm. still in lack, and that curse has to be broken, because it doesn't matter. We're all in different levels and stages, and even with finances. So if that curse is still there and not broken, you know, it's going to affect you. And that was something that was very big to me. And I'm just thankful to God, again, just to be a little part of it. And I could see that God was, you know, teaching me, like, you know, you these things that you're learning and listening, you need to start putting them into action, because there's a real battle out there, and you have to stay close to me, because just like you saw Dr. Erica, you know, she's battling, yes, this, but you also have to be sensitive to those needs and the cries of those people that are under the ministry or even around you as your brothers and sisters in Christ. So I just had it was a blessing to be a part of it, part of your blessing and the breaking of that curse.
Yes.
Yes, thank you.
And
thank
let
you,
me
God.
Tell you something. Remember, Laura,
you were
I told
a big
you,
help. No.
I told you, I'm watching. God got me watching you, because your example, of how this ministry is elevating. It's being elevated. Okay.
Oh, well, he'd have, it would have been interesting, somebody watching my day yesterday from the minute I got up. I'll have to write a book sometime, a little booklet. But, no, yesterday it seemed like I had one appointment, one thing to do after the another. And things that I had been needing help with and wanting, they were all coming up at the same time. So
thank
the
you,
whole
Jesus.
Day, like, I know. And I was like, you can juggle this. You can do this. What was it Dr. Erica would say? She'd say, now you need to just do this with ease. And I thought, just watch. You know, don't get stressed. Don't think, are you going to make it here on time? Don't just keep doing it with ease. It'll be okay. The mailman from hell. I couldn't forget that when you said that you had the mailman from hell, and I thought,
I do.
Well, am I gonna send this right or what? Because I mean, I went down and got when I opened my mailbox the other day, it's like the old farmhouse mailbox, and the door was open. Now, mind me, it'd been like raining. Some people not from here would have thought it was a monsoon, but it wasn't. I opened my mailbox. Well, no.
Laura, tell them.
It was open.
Laura.
Everything was wet.
Tell Laura.
I had it all.
Laura.
Yeah. I'm just excited.
Tell the people where you live.
I want to thank the Tedliner.
Where do you live, Laura?
I live in the heart of Illinois in a neighborhood called the Heart of Peoria. I live in Peoria, Illinois.
Okay, great. I just want to know where you live.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, no, not in monsoon weather. No, it's just been raining so bad. So I had papers laid out trying to dry them on the floor. Business papers. I had meetings for this third Thursday art thing come in. And my gas light was flashing and not to sound bad, but Jessica, I wasn't looking under couch cushions. I don't have a couch and stuff. I was just looking under like the cushion where my cat used to sleep before she passed. I'm gonna tell you what, God is so good. I want to thank you, Ted Liner, so much. And thank God so much. It was a whirlwind day, and it ended up with me making ribbon crowns in an event over across the street with a bunch of police around me. Now, it was for a good thing. They weren't there to arrest me, but it was a neighborhood activity, and I'd been asked. But I bring my ribbon thing and make crowns for the kids. And it ended up just a great way to end my day. Of course, I came home and had racks full of shelves and stuff that I need to unload the garbage man this morning. But you know what's great? Is not only do I have brothers and sisters to help uplift and support me just listening to you and praying and worshiping with you every day. And then what happened yesterday, but I've also got, I've been blessed by God. Does provide things for me to steward over. Not all blessings come in finances or in love and companionship. Sometimes they come with stuff that you can share with those people that need things. And that's when you just have to say, okay, I can handle it. Please, and if you can't get it right now, just pray about it and come back. Just like this dude that was knocking on my door came back and was mowing, took off with my mower. I thought, no, he done stole his mower and it's not even mine. No, he went and had the wheel welded and sharpened the blade. He was going to come back today and finish. My mom's next door. She said, of course, I'll do hers first. I come back from my event, and part was mowed and part wasn't, and the mower was gone. And I thought, don't worry about it. Just keep moving. Keep getting this done. I remember saying Dr. Eric Hayden was thinking it might have been General George Patton that said, when you're going through hell, just keep on moving. And I think, well, this isn't hell, but I'm practicing. I'm practicing just in case. Just in case I run down there and grab somebody.
That's
say,
right.
Come on, we're out of here. Let's keep on moving.
That's right. That's right. Look,
anyway,
Ted Liner, I want to thank you all.
Yes.
And I learned, see, everything you do for God and everything you're involved in for God, you got to ask God, okay, God, what did I learn in this? What did you allow this to happen to me for? What is it that I needed to learn in this? Let me tell you what I learned. I learned that when a group of people come together on one accord, there's nothing they can't do. There's absolutely nothing that they can't do. And
talk about twisting a cord into a rope.
Yeah. Yep. And you cannot let the devil get you so focused on yourself that you don't see the way out. Because when you're going through something, the way out is not you. The way out is following whatever instructions that God give you to do so you can get out of it. But not only do you want to get out of it, you want to get out of it winning. You want to get out of it on top. Because we only go through to go through. We only go through to learn how to overcome. And so next time, the going through is easier. 9 times out of 10, it'll never be the same way. Because if you go through and if you get the lesson, whatever the lesson that God is trying to teach you in that, you don't have to go through that again. But if you don't get it, you will go through it again and again and again and again until you get it.
That's when I ask God, I say, help me not hurt myself too bad while I'm learning this. There will be times I'll pray that, Lord, don't let me hurt myself too bad while I'm trying to get this.
And you know what?
Amen.
He comes through. He comes through.
Hallelujah.
He does. Thank you.
But
and
my
Jeff
point
Hayes,
is,
you were a big help.
This is my point. When you pray, you don't have to know how God is going to answer that prayer. But you have to know he's going to answer that prayer. You don't have to know how he's going to answer it. But you got to know that you know that you know that you know he's going to answer that prayer. And then you can step out on that confidence. You can rest in that confidence. Okay? And I want
you
to...
Yeah, that eliminates...
I want you to understand. That's okay. I'm used to you. By now, I'm used to you. You got to know. And your knower, you got to know. I cannot stress that. But I want you all to be more aware of the lifeline. You know that old, that's an old Pentecostal kind of Baptist gospel song. And I want to play it for you. And believe you me, we helped Laura a lot.
Amen.
I cannot give you an amount, but but it was a lot. You came together.
Thank you so much.
You came together.
Thank you.
I want us to come together, not just always on the knee, but you gotta be. You gotta come together before the need, and then the need isn't that great. So by God showing me this, I want Laura to be the first. And just like this, remember the scholarship fund that I have going? Well, we got $2,000 in the scholarship fund right now. So this semester, I'm going to split it in half. But I got two, or if I have to split it in four, we're going to bless between 2 and 4 kids, I mean students, they don't have to be kids, students, with a money to help with one or two books or something.
Wow.
Look here. The devil is furious. But you know what? This ministry is a lifeline for somebody. We ain't got to be all that big, but we doggone sure are effective. We are lifeline. We are a lifetime for people.
Draw out the lifeline across the dark wave. There is a brother whom so much has saved. Somebody's brother who then would dare to throw out the lifeline in peril to share.
Thanks for throwing me a lifeline, Ted Lyons.
Look, it took all of us collectively. Because you know what? When I was a missionary, people would call themselves blessing me, right? And they would be giving me, because missionaries, I don't know why people think that they're not necessary, but they are. So they would give me the, you know, the missionary offering, 50 cents, a dollar, $5 if I was really blessed. But it wasn't even about that. But I said to God, I said, God, I said, if you ever put me in a position to be able to help somebody, I want to be able to help them for real. I don't want to be able, I don't want to give them the leftovers or what's left. When you say help somebody, you're supposed to help them. Now, if you only had 2 pennies and you sent 2 pennies, it isn't your 2 pennies you should even be thinking about. You should be thinking about a return equal to whatever the overall blessing is. And seeing as how you don't know what the overall blessing is, you should be setting your step. God, I'm like the widow woman. This is all I got. I've done it many, many times. But I need, now you don't go to God with something ridiculous until you're in a position to do something with something ridiculous. So your knee might be $100. My knee or somebody else's knee, people above me with big ministries, they need be in the millions. Some other people be in the hundreds of thousands. Your knee, whatever it is, you need to say, you need to be in expectation right now of that need. God, I sowed my seed toward this is my need. This is my need. This is my need. I'm telling you, God will, you're in the river. You flowing. The river is moving. The river is flowing. But now it's up to you to present your need, and it's up to you to name that seed that you sowed in expectation. Are you saying, Erica, I can give to get? I'm saying God wanted a people, and he sowed a son for us. Yes, I'm saying that. Because this time that we're living in right now, the word and the spirit have come together. The word and the spirit, the words that I speak, they are spirit and they are life. Amen. What happened? The spirit and the word came together. And what Jesus say? He said, if you call upon me, I will manifest myself. I'll make myself real to you. But he can't make himself real to you if you're not presenting all of you in the spirit of expectation. Expect God to move. See, when we get to the point where, hey, God, if you don't do it, nothing else will. But guess what? You need to live at that point. God, if you don't do this, it ain't going to happen. God, if you don't do this, look, I can't do it. I tell people, look, you got a business? And they say, yeah. I say, well, who's your CEO? And they'll say, so-and-so. I say, oh, no. You need to change your CEO. You need to make God the chief executive officer of your corporation. You need to make God your business partner. You can't have a better business partner. You cannot have a better executive at the top of your corporation. And what happens? He guarantees you what? Success. But you have to live. It's just like the people are heading here today. The people that I told you that hooked up with the goddess, the witchcraft. Those witches thought they were going to scare me off of that. No way. I'm going to see those people free this weekend. They're going to get everything God got for them, or I'm going to die trying. I'm going to make heaven either way, so why don't I make heaven in a big bang?
Go big or go home.
I'm not expecting to check out of here this weekend, but if I do, I will accomplish what I set out to do.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
The devil going to pay for this. And guess what? He's mad. He is furious. So y'all watch out. Step on his head. Yeah. Make him out a liar. Every lie he bring to you.
Amen.
In the next 5-6 days, you tell him, you a lie. Your goddesses. Amen. Your God. Come in now.
God, devil, it didn't work.
In fact, one of them fell down off the wall of that gallery room we were meeting in yesterday. I was like, thank you. Came to one point. Somebody had made these gods and goddesses to hang on the wall, and they were just kind of flat. Like, instead of painting with paint, laying paint on, they were laying different kinds of garbage and wrappers and cellophane and made these, like, Hindu gods or whatever, and I'm sitting there and I'm going, there's only four of them. And I said, you know, this is not good. Finally, I got up and I said, you know, I don't even want to sit in this room. I said, with these things. sitting here, these images looking at me. No, you know, nothing against the artist, but yeah, this is not good. It's not good. It's not good. I said I'm leaving this area.
Amen.
And I did.
Amen. See that artwork?
Look
world.
At him.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, well, I know.
Some black-faced, greeny guy with a knife at somebody's throat and he's stepping on him, really? That's art? That's something you want to be around? You want to worship a god like that? Which is, you know, they're just grotesque looking.
Brothers and sisters,
anyway.
Be in expectation. Whatever you gave,
yeah.
And those of you, some of you, God had moved on beforehand, you had already sent money. I couldn't believe it. God knows what he's doing. Some people have,
wow.
I checked the PayPal thing, and some people have sent money the day before and on that day. To God be the glory. I want you right now, wherever you are. I want you to say it out loud. I want you to change the atmosphere where you live. I want you to say, God, I'm in expectation. Of my offering.
God.
And my gift.
God.
God, I'm the next patient. My offering that I gave. In
yeah.
Jesus' name.
Offering I sent.
The seed I'm sowing must grow.
The seed I'm sowing must grow.
The same way you grow tomatoes. And squash. And collard greens.
Hallelujah.
And raspberries.
That's right. My seed must grow.
And grass.
My
seed must grow.
More seed.
It's
my
seed.
Must grow.
It's my season.
My season.
After
in Jesus'
God,
name.
It's my season.
It's my season.
I might not need a financial, but I might need healing. I need my seed to grow in my healing. Whatever it is right now, put a name. Put a name.
Grow.
Put a name on your seed.
That seed.
Hallelujah.
I need a perfect relationship in my marriage.
Yes, God.
I need a husband. I need a wife. My seed must grow.
I need a bathtub and shower. My seed will grow.
Yes, it will.
God's a great multiplier. Thank you, God.
And God, the people that those witches curse will be set free this weekend. Right here.
Yeah.
Right
yeah,
here.
Let's break that poverty.
At Jesus Believers Church. And understand something. These people that's coming here to be free, they don't come from a poverty background. Do you hear me? They don't even come from, they are Cambridge educated. You know Cambridge University?
Mm-hmm.
They are Harvard graduates.
Hallelujah.
I talked to a physicist yesterday. Physicist. And she done finally got broke free enough to get saved. I've been praying for her salvation for 8 years.
Thank you, Jesus.
So
you,
God
Jesus.
Is moving. God is moving. But you,
is here.
You got to throw out the lifeline. You got to make yourself available. You got to do it. You got to throw out that lifeline. You got to be in expectation, not just for yourself, but for the body of Christ.
Yes, God, yes.
Amen.
Thank you, God.
Because it's not about me.
Thank you, Jesus.
Not about me.
Thank you, Jesus.
It's about God.
The dark way. There is a brother whom so much I see. Somebody his brother who then would dare to throw out the lifeline in peril to share.
Jose need a wife.
Thank you, Jesus.
He's going to get mad with me. He's going to get mad with me. But Jose need a wife. He can't be staying here forever. He got to go get a family. Jose need a wife.
God, Brother Jose needs a wife in Jesus' name.
That's right. Thank you, Jessica, for agreeing with me. You know he need a wife.
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
Draw out the lifeline across the dark wave. There is a brother whom so much you save. Somebody's brother who then would dare to throw out the lifeline in peril to share.
Devil is a liar. You will prosper. You will be in good health because the word of God says so. And all you got to do is believe it and live like it's the truth. Live like it's the truth. Believe it because all of the devil's lies, like that guy on that song say, one day we're going to get to heaven and we're going to sit and watch the devil burn.
I get caught up in trying to be something I'm not to please everyone else. I look deep in the mirror to find everything that isn't right with myself. God only knows I've tried. Fight it, fight it. This is the world. is a liar. Says he can give you everything that you desire. Everything you want, but you just say it with the fire. So don't believe the light, it comes at a price. Looks like you got somewhere to be. People you need to see, gotta keep up. They say image is everything, making it hard to think that you're enough. God only knows you've tried to fight it, fight it. It's just a world who's always lying, lying. The devil is a liar, says he can give you everything that you desire. Everything you want, but you be playing with the fire.
You to hear it. And you know what else he said? He said, you gotta, now I'll let you hear it 10 o'clock on the speaker. I'll be playing that message. I want you to hear it. Laura, we love you. Thank you for praying to God and God being able to use us in his blessing process.
I just trying to give you something to do.
I'm telling you, boy, I tell you, living with artists and being friends with artists is something else. What can I say? Jesus is Lord. He's Lord.